This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flares and explosions could be seen lighting up the night sky over Gaza Strip on Friday as Israeli forces continued to strike the embattled enclave. The Israeli military hit Rafah and southern Gaza twice overnight, according to residents, as the United Nations officials warned there are no safe places left in the besieged territory. The fighting in Gaza's second-largest city is blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. The AP's Karen Chamas has that part of the story.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no new news regarding their release.
"We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context."
John Kirby. For more news, please join us at our website.